Nice Amud today. The Tered Bas Paro Lirchotz Ayor. Back to the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning of his life. So Paro went down to the river. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Melameid Sheyarda Lirchotz Migluli Aviyas. To teach us that she went down to wash herself away from the idols of her father. In other words, she went to become a Gioras. Mechenu Omer, we find similarly the Lashon of Rechitza is to cleanse oneself of his averas, as it says, Yimrachatz Hashem es soas benosion. V'naroseh holchos v'gomer. Amar v'yochanan, ein alicha zu ela lashon misa. That when her maidens went down with her, the Lashon of holchos is lashon misa. And they say that the gematria of holchos, as written without the vavs, is misa, gematria, as it works out. So they went to their death. V'chenu omer, as it also says that the misa is lashon halicha. By hinei anochi olech holech lamus. V'teres ateva besochasuf, and the Pharaoh's daughter saw the teva in the suf, in the reeds. Kevan dechazu dekabau latzule lemoshe. When her maiden saw that she was about to save Moshe Benu Amrula, they said to her, "Gvirtenu, what are you doing? Minago shalola melech basavadam gozer gzera. If a earthly king makes a gzera decree, in kol alam kulo ein mekaymenosa banavu bnei beito mekaymenosa. Even if nobody listens, at least the family of the king is going to ask to listen. Ve'atover lagzer zavich. And here you're transgressing your father. He's wanting to kill all the boys around them, and you're saving them." So Ba Gavriel v'chavatan b'karka. So then the angel Gavriel came and struck them down and killed them all, her maidens, because they were protesting here. Says Rashi, lirchotz litbol sham, like we said, l'shem gerus v'cheinu omer shashev u'minatka mi'avono. Someone who gets cleansed from his sins is called karui rachutz, called to bathe. Lashon misa, and v'farsh v'azil shayu mimechos biyada. They were protesting, like we said, v'hatzalato shel tzadik, being of Moshe being saved. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'tishlach es ama savetichacheh. So she sent forth her ama and took Moshe. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Machloikas. Chad amar yada. One says yada is her arm. She sent forth ama means she sent forth her arm. V'chad amar shivchasa. That lesson ama is also a shivcha. So she sent her maid servant. Madamar yada, the one that says she sent forth her hand, diksiv amasa, her ama is like an arm. Umadamar shifchasa, the one that says that she sent her shifcha, midoloksiv yada, since it doesn't say yada, which it usually says in the Torah for an arm, it usually says yad. And here it doesn't, that's why it learns that it was her maiden. Ulamadamar shifchasa hamard ba Gavriel v'chavasan bakarka. So Gemara asks, wait a second, the one that said she sent her maiden to get the teva, but we already said that Gabriel came and killed all the maidens, so who did she send? So Gemara's answer is the Shayir Lachad. Gabriel killed all of them except for one. He left one over. Why did he do that? The Lav Orcha, the Basmalka, the Mekam Lechuda. Because not the way of the daughter of the king, Pharaoh's daughter, to be by herself. So she needs somebody to escort her. Well, the mandamer yada, the one that says yada, lichtov yada. Why doesn't it say yada, which is again usually the usual lashon in the Torah? Hakamash malan, it's to teach us the ishtar bav ishtar buve, that her arm extended. Right, that's the ama, as in the measurement in ama, that her arm extended many amos. The amar mar, which was said, this amar mar is talking about by Esther Hamalka, right? When the king put his staff forth and it extended, so it mentions it there. And then v'chein ataomer motzeif. So similarly, you find the same thing of this extension by the amas hashabas paro, like we just said now. V'chein atamotzeif b'shinei rishayim, and also by the teeth of the rishayim, which is by Og, when he wanted to throw the mountain on Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem made a miracle that some ants ate a hole and it fell on his head, and then his teeth extended so he wouldn't be able to lift the mountain up over his head again. So we find that extension by the teeth there as well. V'amar Reish Lakish, al tikri shibarta, shini rishayim shibarta, don't read shibarta, ela shiribavta, that it extended. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Damar Mar, like we said, Gabe Sharvi Tazahav, Da Hashverash, Meseches Megillah, Vishini Rishaim, Da Og Melech Abashan, Bemeseches Brachos, like we said, Betchilas Perecharoa. Sheri Bavta, Lashon Ishtar Buve, that it extended. Okay, back to the Gemara. Vetiftach Vetirehu Esayelet. So the Gemara is bothered by, it seems like a double Lashon. And she saw Terehu, she saw him, Esayelet, the boy. It's like him, the Yelet, it seems redundant. So the Gemara declares this. Vitera mi by it. She just says, not Vitere who, but rather Vitera. She saw him. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Sherasa Shechina Imo, that she saw the Shechina with him. In other words, it's to be read, Vitere who is the Shechina, and then S here is to be read Im. And she saw the Shechina with the boy. Okay. Vinei Nar Boche, and Moshe was crying. The nar was boche. Kari le yeled, eve kari le nar. It says, the tirera said yeled, that the yeled is a little boy. And then it says, and the nar was crying. Nar is like an older boy. So what is it? Excuse me. Atana hu yeled vikolo nar, kenar. He was a little boy, a little baby, but he had a voice like a nar, like a young man. Nive Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoch, Amar la Rabbi Nechemia, that can't be, because im kein asiso le Moshe Rabbeinu le Balmum. Now you made Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum, he was a Levi, and to potentially sing in the Beis HaMikdash, and Levi has like a funny voice, like he's a little baby and he has a grown up voice, he's like a Balmum, so he can't like sing. So that's, you made Moshe Rabbeinu a Balmum. Ella, what's the real pshat? Milame cha sasa lo imo chupas neurim. That his mother, Yocheved, made Moshe Rabbeinu in the teva a little chupa. Right? Why did she do that? Amra, she said, Shema lo eskele chupaso. Because maybe, who knows, you know, throwing him away now into the sea, in the river, who knows, I'll never get to see his chuppah. And the Ben Yada points out, truth of the matter is, she never saw his chuppah, because he got married in Midian, and so she really didn't, it was not zoch to see her chuppah. His chuppah. Okay. Says Rashi, Sharata Shechina Ta Imo. Shavatash imo shchina, the high S, like we said, is lashon im with. Kemo lo shalach Yaakov es echav. Nar is, we said, gadol mashma, it's like a young man. Balmum, you meant a balmum, but who Levi? Moshe's a Levi. Beneath sal bakol avodas ashir. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says, Pharaoh's daughter had pity on him and said that he's from the Jewish people. So minay yada, how did she know that Moshe is from the Jews? So Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Shirasa oto mahul, because she saw he was circumcised. Zeh, the lashon is zeh. She says he's miyaldi rim zeh. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Melamesh Nisnabe Shalomi Daita. The Zeh is to tell us that she had Nevu over here without realizing it. Why Zeh, this one she was saying, Nofel, is going into the Yor, or went into the Yor, or whatever, Ve'ein Acher, Nofel, but nobody else. No, this is going to be the end of the Gzerah. She prophesied this was the end of the Gzerah of throwing the kids in the Nile, but she didn't realize what she was being prophesied.
She also saw the Shechina.
Could be, but I was 100% a Jew, and maybe the Shekhinah's with some goy, I don't know, righteous goy, I don't know. Okay. V'hainu damar, Rabbi Elazar, Ma'idichsi, what does it mean when it says, V'chi yomru aleichem, dirshu alavos ve'ela yidonim, ametzafzim v'hamagim? Right, the pasuk Yeshayahu was telling the people, the Jewish people, that when the Yomru Aleichem, the goyim, when they say to you, why don't you inquire of the avos and yidonim, like the necromancers, the diviners, whatever, like we do, right? That are mitzafzefim mahagim, and he called them a lashon of gzaim. Mitzafzef is like the chirp, and magim, and they vocalize. So he was talking, they're making fun of them. And so the what the darshan of pasuk, what's mitzavtavim lashon sofim, that they see simon ve'enam yodim masofim. They see a simon, but they don't know what they see. Magim means they vocalize, they say with their voices ve'en yodim ma magim. They don't realize what they're saying. Okay, so what were they saying and not knowing what they were saying, or what did they see that they didn't even realize what they were seeing? The astrologers of Paro saw Shemoshian Shel Yisrael b'mayim hu loket, that he's going to be loket in the water with water, whatever. So they thought amdu v'gazru, they call a bena yolo yitashichu. So what we'll do is we'll throw all the kids in the water, and then the Moshian Shel Yisrael is going to be loket in the water, and that's the end of him. Kevin shadju ala Moshe amru tu lo chazinan ki ahu simana. So sure enough, after they threw him, after Moshe was put into the river, they said, hey, the sign is gone. It worked. You know, he's in the water. He's drowned, whatever. And the truth is that he was in a very precarious situation, being in the teva, was sakanas nefashas. So that's why the siman did disappear. But lemaisa, that wasn't the real time he was loke, as we'll see. So batul gezer tayo lemaisa, they were batul their gzera because they thought that was it. You know, so now the boys don't have to be thrown in the Nile anymore. The hey made them yodim, but they didn't realize. That's what we said. They saw, but didn't realize what they see. They didn't realize shal me meriva hu loke, that the real loke that was referring to what they saw, that the Mashiach is going to be loke, was Moshe Rabbeinu by me meriva when he hit the rock instead of speaking to it, and he was punished, right, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was the real the thing that he was loke. The Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my dichsiv heima mei miriva asher ravu. So the lashon of heima is like past. It's referring to the heima back then. So meaning what? Then heima shirau itzdagnine paro. It's referring back when the astrologers of Paro saw v'tahu, and they made a mistake. Behindu dekamar Moshe. And this is what Moshe said, we saw in last week's Parsha, right? Cheshmios elef raglib, and the Jews wanted the meat, and so Moshe Rabbeinu comments, and he says there's 600,000 ragli, and they darshan out, the ragli is like biglali, is because of me. Zamar le Moshe l'Israel, bishvili shenitzaltem kulchem. He said, you know, it's a, you were all saved because of me. You know, it was because I was put into the river, and the gzera was batel. If I wasn't put into the river, the gzera would have still been, and you would have all been killed. So it's biglali, like rugli, you were all saved. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Einacher nofel lior sheoto ayom batlu gzerosav, that day was cancelled. V'chiyom ralechem haov de kochavim, when they say dirshu kamoseinu, why don't you inquire like us? El avot ha-metzavti mahagim navi kari lehu lashon genai, that Yeshaya was calling them a lashon genai, these people sheheim metzavtivim ke-agurim, that they chirp like cranes, umagim kionim, and they talk like these doves, whatever, motzim kol bigronam, they say things vein miyodim ma'amrim, they don't realize what they're saying. So kacha derech itztagninin einam roim el siman. So to the astrologer, they see a siman of a lo pirusho shel so called davar. They don't know all the pirushim of it. They don't understand exactly what they're seeing. Ra'u etztagnin paro shemoshim shel Yisrael v'gomer v'hach milsa lav Rabbi Elazar kamarla. This the last part is not Rabbi Elazar talking. Dekra lav amitzrim kai, because this pasuk with the avos and yidonim is not referring to the mitzrim. Gemara talking, it's referring to what we said before, and Moshe was the last one to go into the river, that they don't realize what they're saying. Therefore the Mitzrim, they saw something, they didn't realize what they saw. Came to you, Moshe Lamayim, Kozman, Shahaya Bior, Ein Lakos Gedol Mizu, Lamaisa. I think Rashi explaining why did the sign, you know, disappear if the Moshe Shel Yisrael was supposed to be loke b'mayim, but he wasn't loke. He was just in the teva. But as long as he was in the yor, there is no greater loke than that. He says ubatla siman shel lakia, and therefore that sign in Shemayim got erased. Ragli, as we said, is bishvili, because of me. Kamo v'yavarech Hashem otcha l'ragli. Vishvili nitzaltem shebitlu mitzrayim es kazirosam. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar, also Hayom Esrim Vechad Benisan. That day that Moshe was put into the Or and Bichya found him, that was the 21st day of Nisan. Amru Malachei Sharis Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Mishatid Lomar Shir Al Hayam V'Yom Zeh Yilke B'Yom Zeh. He says, this, how could it be that this boy is going to later, you know, bring sing Shira by the Yam on the 21st of Nisan, which is Shvi Shel Pesach, right? He's going to be, harmed on this day. So Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Oso Ayom, it was Shisha Sivan Haya. It wasn't the 21st of Nisan, it was the 6th of Sivan. Amru Malachei Asharis, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Misha Atid Lekabel Torah Mihar Sinai B'Yom Zeh, 6th of Sivan, he's supposed to get the Torah on that this day. He'll be punished on this day. So Bishlam Alamada Amar Bishisha Besivan Meshkachas La Gimel Yarche. So Gemara now says, according to the Manda Amar that says it was on the 6th of Sivan, we find the 3 months. Now, as we know that this Moshe's mother hid him away for 3 months. So if this day was the 6th of Sivan, the cheshbon of the 3 months works out. Why? Damar Mar B'Shiva Ba'Adar Meis B'Shiva Ba'Adar Nolad Moshe. Moshe died on Zayin Adar. He was born on Zayin Adar. U'Mishiva Ba'Adar Achisha B'Sivan Tilta Yarche. So it works out perfect. He was born on the 7th of Adar. 3 months later is the 6th of Sivan. El Almada Amar B'Esrim V'Echad B'Nisan. If you're saying that when he was found was the 21st day of Nisan, so Echi Mishkachasla, how do you have 3 months? It's less than 3 months, right? From Zayin Adar to 21st of Sivan of Nisan. So Atashana Muberis I saw. So that year was a Shana Muberis. So there was an extra Adar. And therefore you have Rubo Shel Rishon, Verubo Shel Achron, Uvem Tzei Shalem. So you don't exactly have a full 3 months, but close. You have the first Adar where he was born on the 7th. So you have another 3 weeks of Adar. So it's almost the full Adar. Then you have Adar Sheni, the full Adar. And then the Nisan, the 21st. So you have 3 weeks in Nisan. So you almost have a full 3 months, less a couple of weeks. So that works out for both sheets. The Chetzi Rashi, Shira Alayam Bekafalaf Minisan Nemra was said, and Shivi Shal Pesach Kedatanya Beseder Olam Miramses Lesukos Misukos Leesan Umeesam Lifne Piachiros Hare Gimel. So that was 3 days. And the Beravi on the 4th, Vayuga Lamelch Mitzrayim Kibaracham, and that they ran away. It is from, you know, from Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? It was on the 15th of Nisan is when they left, right? And then we have the 3 days, and then another, and on the 4th day, Vayuga Lamelch Mitzrayim Kibaracham, and Chamishi Vashishi, Radfu Mitzrayim, they ran after them, and Or Shvi, Yardu Liyam, that's when they went into the Yam. So that turns out the 21st of Nisan, Shanet Marva Yar Salila. L'shachri samru shira v'yom shvi'i haya was yom shvi'i of Pesach, right? V'yom tov acharon shel Pesach haya. Okay. D'amar mar b'rashi d'amar mar b'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe. Now he's going to make the cheshbon. How do we know the Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar? B'perakama d'kedushin yafina lamikrai d'chsiv. It says Vayifku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe barvus Moav shloshim yom. So after Moshe died, they cried for 30 days, and then it says Moshe avdi meis v'ata akum avor seyarden. It was said by to Yeshua that Moshe died. Now you're to take the Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv ki be'od shloshet yamim atem avrim seyarden. Another 3 days they're going to go into cross the Yarden. Okay, so we have so far 30 days after Moshe died, another 3 and when they went crossed over the Yarden. Uksiva am alumina Yarden be'asar lachodesh harishon. So when did they come in? On the 10th of Nisan. So he says semehem lamed gimel nofreya. So work back 33 days back, right? Because we said 30 days after his death, another 3 days they crossed the Yarden, and then that was the 10th of Nisan. So work back 33 days from the 10th of Nisan, and Timtza, that you have B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe. That works, we work it back to the 7th of Adar. Uminayin to B'Shiva Ba'adar Nolad. Fine, that's he died on Zayin Adar. How do you know he was born? Shene'emar V'yomer Alehem Ben Me'ash Esrim Shana, Moshe said, Anochi Hayom. He said, I'm exactly 120 days, 20 years today. So Matamul Hayom, Hayom, Malo Yomai Vishnatai. So I was exactly the same day that I was born, I'm going to die. Shlosha Yarchi, 3 months. Vayu Behein Gimel Chadash. There was 3 months. Are you Behein Gimel Chadashim that their sheets me nato that his mother hid him away? Rubel Shel Rishon Lochaser Ela Zayin Yamin. It's the first month we have 3 weeks. We're only missing 7 days. Rubel Shel Gimel. Also the third month, which is Nisan, we have the first 3 weeks in Nisan. Behemtzei Shalim. The middle, the second Adar Sheni is Shalim. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'Tomer Achoso. El bas paro ha'elich mekarasi lachishami nekas mini riot. Here, should I go and call for you a Jewish midwife, a Jewish nursemaid, whatever? Umay shnam ivriot. So why dafka call from the Jewish midwife, a Jewish nursemaid? Melamed shechziruhu lemoshe al kol hamitzrios kulan velo yanak. It's to teach us that the first she tried, bas paro tried to have him nursed from the Egyptian women, but it didn't work. Why? Amar Hashem said that Pesh Atid Ladaberi Mashchina Inak Davar Tameh. Come on, this baby's gonna, you know, speak to Shchina. He's gonna drink from milk which is Tameh, meaning the Egoisha woman eats treif things, obviously, and her milk comes from treif things, and it's not Batim that he should drink that. Vanu Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Esmi Yoredeya. And the pasuk continues, "Es mi yavin shmua gemulei chalav v'ulatikei mishadaim." So now they darshan the pasuk that "Lemi yoredeya." Who does Hashem teach Torah to? "Lemi yavin shmua." It is to ligmulei mechalav, those that separate themselves from chalav tame, v'ulatikei mishadaim, and those that separate themselves from breasts that are tmeot. Okay, Rashi. Amina Vriot, the Kamarla, Michlal de Mitzrot, Lonicha Mashma, that he wasn't drinking from, that she didn't want the Mitzri woman to nurse. So why not? Davartame Zushe Achilasa Dvarim Tmim, that she, Goya, she eats things which are Tame. Vatinok, therefore, Toaim Bechalbash, he tastes in the milk, Komashe She Tochal, whatever she eats, Kedamrina Beyoma. Gabe Lishad Hashamet. Okay, Esmi Yoredeya, says Rashi, Lemi Limena Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah, who did he teach Torah to? Lemi Shegamal, Vihi Frishat Momi Chalav Tameh, those to whom he separated himself from Chalav Tameh, Venetach Mina Shadaim, Hatmeim, Kamor Vietach Misham. Okay, Shech, fine. Back to the Gemara. Vetomer La Bas Paro Lechi. So then Paro said to Miriam, go, and the pasuk continues, v'telecha alma, and so the alma, the young girl, went. So Amar Rabbi Elazar melamei shehalcha bizrizus kalma. How old was Miriam? She was like 5 years old, right? But she went quick, like a young girl. Right? V'Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar ha'alma is lashon to ne'alam, right? To not clear. She'limet v'areha, that she hid her words and she didn't tell Paro that she was Moshe's sister and that she was bringing as a nursemaid Moshe's mother. Okay, Rashi shalcha bizrizus ka'alma. Shekol kocha alea, like a young girl that she says she has all her koach. Kamo chazak v'yamat. As it's the tirgum of that is taki ve'alim. So alim is like mutz. Okay, she'alima es vareah, says Rashi, shelo amra she'achoto v'shehi mevia es e'imon. She's going to bring Moshe's mother. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'tomer la bas paro halichi es ha'yeladzeh. So she said, here, take this boy, she said to Yocheved, and nurse him. So Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina misnaba veino yodas mami misnaba. Again, she had to hear, she had again a prophecy, bichi, and she didn't realize what she was prophesizing. Why? She said, Shehelichi is not Jikon of Ha Shelichi. He, take him, he's yours. Which he really was, but she didn't even realize that she was saying that. Veniyaten etzchareich, and I'll give you, I'll pay you for nursing him. So Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina lo dayan latzadikim shemachzirin lehem avedasan elish nosnim lehem sacharan. Not only that they get their aveda back, she got Moshe back, but she even getting paid for it. V'tikach Miriam anivia achos Aaron. So it says that Miriam the Nevia took, which was the sister of Aaron, she took the tof, etc. by Shirasiyam Begomer. Achos Aaron velo Achos Moshe. Why is it the sister of Aaron? She's also the sister of Moshe. So the Gemara answers, Amarav, 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 Nachman, Amarav. That she had a nevuah when she was still only the sister of Aaron, because Moshe wasn't born yet. Return to Yigimel Amud Aleph. The Omeris, and what was her nevuah? She said, "Atida imi sheteled ben shemoshiyes Israel. My mother's going to have a boy. He's going to save Israel." That was her nevuah. But came into Nolad Moshe once he was born. Nismale kol habayis kula ora. The whole house was filled with light. So she said, "Ah, you see, this is it. This is my nevuah." So Amad Aviya. So Amram got up, Nashaka al Rosha, and kissed her head. And Amarla, and he said to her, "Biti, niskamen nevuah seich." Said, "Yeah, you see, your nevuah came true. Here he is." V'kevan shitilu lior. But once he was thrown into the river, Amad Aviya utfach al Rosha. Then her father came and smacked her on her head. Marlan said to her, "Abiti, hecha nevuah seich. Well, what happened to your nevuah?" V'hainu dichsiv, as I said, v'teisatzav achosa mirachok l'deyam e'aselo. And what does that mean? L'deyam ayehe v'sof nevuasa. She wants to see what's going to be with them, means what was going to be the end of her nevuah, what's going to happen in the end. Okay, it's Rashi, Rechonamud Aleph. Helichi esayalit, harei lich shalich. He is yours. Shaita mitnaba kashihi achos Aaron. She had the nevuah when she was still the sister, only a sister of Aaron. Achelo nolama. Before Moshe was born, behindu hanavia achos Aaron. That she was at this point just the achos of Aaron. Okay.